In Washington, for this year's St. Patrick's Day observances, the sisters of the late Robert McCartney. He was the Belfast man who was killed after an argument in a bar by a gang that included members of the Irish Republican Army. The McCartney sisters' campaign to bring their brother's killers to justice has won them meetings with Senator Ted Kennedy and President Bush.
The McCartneys come from the Short Strand, a Catholic neighborhood, and one that is staunchly Republican. In Belfast terms, that means Irish nationalist. The McCartneys were no different from their neighbors, they say, politically. They say they often supported the nationalist party, Sinn Féin. They grew up regarding the armed paramilitaries of the IRA as their protectors. Today, they are the IRA's chief accusers. They say the IRA covered up Robert's murder. Two of the five sisters, Catherine and Paula, came by our studios today. Paula McCartney says there was nothing political about the argument that led to her brother's murder outside McGinnis's pub on January 30th.
It was alleged that Robert had made a rude gesture to a group of their women, which Robert vehemently denied, and they were forcing him to apologise, which he refused on the grounds he had done nothing wrong. And his friends tried to pacify the women by apologising for the confusion and offered to buy them a drink, at which they accepted. But the senior Republican was insisting that Robert apologise.
Mm-hmm. When you say the senior Republican, you feel you know who it was, who was in the bar, who was in charge of that scene, yes?
Yes.
And do the police know who he is?
Yes.
The IRA?
The IRA know, yes.
And what's happened to him since that night in January?
Well, according to the IRA leadership, they have said that they have expelled him. Now, what they're saying they expelled him for was initiating the fight and not stopping the fight, knowing full well that he had the power to do that. We believe that their account isn't wholly accurate, as we believe he ordered Robert to be killed.
He said to some of the others, take these guys out of the bar and do whatever.
What he did, apparently, is he gave a signal. And there was a motion across his neck. And during that fracas, the senior Republican got his arm cut, at which point it appears he was furious when he saw his own blood. And that is when he gave the signal that the two of them were more or less to be killed.
The IRA says it has expelled this individual. They also at one point ordered to find the people responsible and kill them for you. That would be their version of justice in this case. I assume that would be insufficient to you. Catherine?
That's not justice, that's revenge. And what we have to remember here too, for this family, they embarked on a cover and clean-up operation. And it is secrecy which is denying this family justice. And we feel that those who helped those murderers clean up and cover up the murder of Robert should also be held to account. And that can only be done in the court.
Clean up, you mean literally?
Forensic clean up.
The military operation.
The scene of the crime.
Yeah.
There were also other people in the bar, and not just those who were involved in the fight, but there were, I assume, just onlookers who were present.
Well, it's emerging more as every day goes past that the majority of the witnesses in the bar were, in fact, Sinn Féin members and IRA members, which is why the case is proven so difficult.
You mean because the people who were there won't testify?
Exactly, yes.
How have you been received in your neighborhood as you have become public, very public, accusers of the IRA, of covering up, first committing and then covering up your brother's murder? Do you find your neighbors saying, whoa, these are our protectors and they've been on our side all these years, or are they sympathetic to you? Catherine?
Well, from our point of view, we are Republicans. We live in a Republican area. I have voted for Sinn Féin most of my adult life. So we do not consider these people that murdered our Robert belonging to our community. They are thugs who joined the IRA so that they can carry on activities like this and not be held accountable. And many Republican and Nationalist people view them like that. They do not see them as IRA volunteers. They see them as people joining the organisation out of self-serving interest and nothing else.
The Short Strand is almost, in the literal sense, a ghetto. It mm-hmm. is a walled-in, closed place where Catholics, who politically would be Republican, live, surrounded by a largely Protestant part of Belfast. A stronghold of the IRA for all these years?
Yes, definitely.
And at one time, did that signify something other than what you've just described? I mean, is there some turning point where the men with guns ceased to be patriots and became thugs?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
what you would really have to look at is some of the ages. Now, the people who murdered Robert were in their late 30s to 40s, so you could say that they have been involved in the conflict while it was going on. But a lot of them are in their early 20s. Some of these people would have been 12 when this first ceasefire was called. So why they joined up to an organisation that is no longer involved in a conflict in the first place, why were they joining up? People have complained to Sinn Féin officials about the activities of these men in the community. They have complained to the IRA, and they have done these. The IRA and Sinn Féin have done nothing about these people, and it's got to the point now where they've committed the ultimate crime. They've murdered a member of their own community.
Which do you think is more accurate to say, that what happened to the McCartney family, what happened to your brother, was unusual, if not unique, and therefore you have responded to it, and you're in an unusual or unique situation? Or that these things happen, that other people experience similar outrages, and there's something in your family that's animated all of you, you and your other sisters, to speak out?
Well, we don't know whether it's just... we know of other people who have suffered also, you know, tragedies like this from within their own community and have spoken out, but maybe weren't listened to. And maybe it is just a sign of things changing in Ireland, where people, the communities are sort of saying, we've had enough of this and we are prepared now to listen and support you more in your quest for justice against the IRA. People now in Ireland themselves seem to be taking more notice and waking up to what is really going on within the working class communities.
You know, in all fairness, though, the group of you have made certain that people will pay notice to you. And you're not a group of shrinking violets, as we would say. Paula?
Our intense love for Robert is basically what drives us. And, I mean, I personally go to bed every night with the image of those people surrounding Robert. Mm-hmm. And I wake up with that image in the morning, and that steers me for the day, that justice has to be done.
Paula and Catherine McCartney, thank you both very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Paula and Catherine McCartney, two sisters of Robert McCartney, who was murdered in Belfast on January 30th. Tomorrow, you can hear Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams on NPR's Morning Edition.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.